Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Joshua.
My name is Erica.
And my name is Christian.
And we are, all three of us, combined together for the first time, forming an Ultron-type beat on this podcast,
The Judgies.
Thoughts?
Very
comments?
Good. Very good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Off to a great start, really.
Yeah.
I honestly liked it a lot.
Yeah.
If I could be quite frank with you.
You can. That's, of course.
Okay.
Do you ever feel like you can't be frank with me?
Quite frankly, a lot.
Fucker. Weird that if you have beef with someone, you might need to be frank. Is that where beef franks get their name? Who knows? Erica, how's it going?
Good. Baby's kicking me a lot right now, so.
You want me to fuck him up?
Oh, you want to beat up my fucking wife, dude?
You want me to Will Smith?
What?
You want me to get kicked out of the attending the Oscars for the next 10 years to that baby?
To that? Yes or no question, really.
These are all jokes, guys. This
no,
is my
I
child
don't.
And I love him.
I don't want you to hit me or my baby, so.
Well, how would you feel about us hitting a quick review, a quick 5-star review from over on Amazon?
Amazon.
Or
Apple, I think.
Yeah. A 420 episode, brother. If you're having a fun time, you're goofing and gaffing and laughing and loving with us, leave us a review over on Apple. Give us a 5-star. Maybe we'll read it someday. We read all of them, but maybe we'll read it on the podcast. 5 stars with hesitation.
Oh.
Unfortunately, this podcast has taken over my life, and it's all I listen to now.
Honestly, same.
My favorite thing about it is the commitment to a bit. Though I think the one thing that could help this podcast more is if they read the titles, which we should probably start trying to do.
Nah, I remember a few episodes ago I said I wasn't reading titles anymore.
Well, here, for this one episode, I will read titles.
Yeah, this will be the last one. No more titles after this.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for finding the best of Reddit, mainly Ricky. That's fucked up. I will always be grateful for this podcast for teaching me about the term piss baby, and can't wait till Tucky Chrissy comes up to OnlyFans. P.S.
Is
Josh,
this a really old episode or a really old review?
No, from like a week ago.
Oh, okay. Well, he's on there, so.
P.S. I think Josh should do a whole episode with an accent.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
I mean, I do a Midwest accent most weeks. My natural accent's
God. Oh, God.
No.
I was not ready. I was not in the right headspace for that.
Yeah,
Josh.
I don't bust out my natural accent that frequently.
I appreciate it, honestly.
Yeah, this has all been a character I've been doing. I'm actually an Abraham Lincoln guy myself. What was the guy?
Jared Leto.
No, the guy who played Abraham Lincoln.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
I think I'm more of a Jared Leto guy, honestly.
You think I'm a Jared Leto man?
Yeah, I think like you're saying that you're doing this method acting performance.
Yeah.
And the whole time, all I can think is, this guy fucking sucks.
Mm.
And like Daniel Day-Lewis, it's like, oh, I get it. He's like Abraham Lincoln. Oh, I'm only going to eat shepherd's pie or whatever the fuck Abraham Lincoln eats. But you're more like, I'm going to be the Joker. And you're like sending me like dirty diapers and shit, which isn't cool or appreciated.
I have.
I thought I was supposed to bring dirty diapers to your baby shower.
You're supposed to bring the dirt.
I have heard Joshua say on multiple occasions, I'm the Joker, baby. Or however he does it.
To be fair, you say it all. You have said it way more times in your life than I have.
Me?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
I disagree.
I think the example I just gave right now was the only time I've ever said it in my life.
This is slander. Erica loves that meme.
I think you're thinking of Christian.
No, Erica loves this meme. I probably have a candid video on my phone of you saying, I'm the Joker, baby.
I only say it because you guys love it.
I've never even seen the movie.
Editor.
It's not in the movie.
Editor, put in the clip of Erica saying, I'm the Joker, baby, right here.
I'm the Joker, baby. Well, that's not fair. You're just going to clip what I said 10 seconds ago. Whatever.
No one would be.
Joshua, what do we do on this podcast other than annoy me?
We annoy Erica on this podcast, but we also podcast on this podcast. And what that entails is us going online and finding silly little stories for us to share with you boys, girls, and NBs. And sometimes Christian finds those stories.
And this week, to start it off hot and heavy for us, I got us a brand new subreddit.
Whoop!
r/family. I really hope that's
there's a 0% chance we've read something.
How have we not? There's got to be drama in there, right?
I honestly didn't realize r/family was a thing.
r/anything.
I would have never thought about it either.
But you did, man. Hey, give yourself a round of applause. Hey.
Wait, quick question. Am I supposed to be reading titles on this episode?
No.
My boyfriend quit his job to become a professional wrestler. But we have bills and kids to take care of, and I don't know what to do about this.
Okay.
That's a dilemma.
We both work full-time jobs, but we don't make a lot of money from our jobs. We do make above minimum wage, and both of our checks are necessary to pay the bills. But he's also very obsessed with wrestling. He watches it multiple times a week and often goes to indie shows around us. And he blows a lot of money on this crap, like buying actual gear the wrestlers wear in the ring. We also have two kids, 17 and 7. Today, his boss called the house. He asked me if my boyfriend was okay and that he just suddenly quit today. I told him that I have no idea what's going on. And as soon as he got home, I asked him why he quit. He then sat the family down and said he was pursuing a childhood dream. He was going to train to become a professional wrestler, and he was quitting to pursue that dream.
That's a fun little midlife crisis to dump on your entire family.
Yeah.
With no warning, nothing at all. Just
no plan.
I meant to mention that. Did I not bring that up over the past 3 months? I've been thinking about quitting my fucking job.
I'm going to make it big.
I mean, Steven's 17. He can pick up a fucking couple hours here and there, help contribute. It's my childhood dream that we're after.
Spoiler, the next story. How crazy would that be? We get a writer in 17 male. My dad quit his job and is now making me pay rent and bills. I asked my husband how we would pay for that, and he said we could get it out of our savings account. I asked then about bills, and he said we'll just have to cut back. Maybe get a cheaper plan on the internet and cancel our Netflix. Oh, and we'll just start buying generic groceries, obviously.
They weren't doing that already? Like, what?
How much?
How rich were they to begin with?
They actually had, they were giving extra money to Netflix for fun. So, like, that's actually going to be an extra $3,000 per month back on the bills.
I don't know what to do. He's in his 40s, and he really isn't even that much of an athlete. Like, he's on the husky side, and he's only 5'8".
I'm just fucking kicking him while he's down.
I guess it wasn't enough to watch this crap every week. Now he wants to be part of the show. I tried telling him this, and he brought up how many wrestlers got started when they were older, and a lot of wrestlers have been overweight. I tried telling him that at least work part-time, but he said this takes dedication, and he's sick of working like a dog all day. It's time to do something for myself. I'm pretty sure he's having a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to do about this. How can I get it through to him? how can I get it through to him that we can't even afford for him to go through with this and that he is not built for wrestling at all?
I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't know the world of semi-professional wrestling. I'm pretty sure the amount of time that you dedicate to being a wrestler, like why it takes so much time is like gym time.
Yeah.
It's not like you need to not have a job while you do it.
Yeah. I think you're exactly right. It's
work
mostly
at a gym.
Just, yeah. I don't, right? There's got to be a way to make money while doing this. I do think it's absolutely insane to quit your job because, you know, wrestlers, like semi-pro wrestlers, they only work the weekends, guys. Here's the thing. They only work like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe like a fucking Wednesday at like a fundraiser or some bullshit.
Yeah, it follows the same schedule as Catholic Mass. Yeah, you sometimes get those weird Wednesday ones, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. You get the people,
Wednesday.
Yeah, the people who only go for Easter and Christmas, you know. Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if I quit my job to become a professional wrestler?
We could probably make cash.
I think I'm going to have not the reaction you're expecting.
You're going to say do it?
I would support your decision.
Yuck. I mean, I appreciate that about you.
I want you to be happy. And I, you know, if that's truly something that you want to do, then we will make it work and we'll make it happen. Because that's, to me, like, that's what a relationship is. That's part of a marriage, is supporting each other and achieving each other's goals and dreams. However, I can definitely understand where his wife is coming from in that she's freaking out that they're not going to have money. And it's not just about him.
Yeah.
They have a family to support. They've got children to support.
Yeah, that's the big wrench.
Absolutely,
right?
Zero discussion prior to it happening.
Yeah. That's the thing that bothers me, is that he didn't communicate about it ahead of time. Because if you want to quit your job and like pursue something that you're passionate about, that's
like a stupid little podcast or something, or Twitch streaming or some dumb shit.
Yeah. I think specifically the professional wrestling, you're like, yeah, quit your job because you're going to get injured in 3 weeks and then you'll be back to working.
No, I truly would, as long as you're upfront about it and communicate with me ahead of time so that we can prepare for that transition, I'll support that.
Cool. I really appreciate that.
But just letting you know that I'm quitting my job first.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
You can't wrestle, you're pregnant.
That is a niche subgroup on the internet that absolutely would pay high dollar.
I guess.
And I know
you'll have to find out.
I know the writer didn't
send you the link.
I'll accidentally find your videos.
I know they didn't actually ask us if they're the asshole or not, but their username is AntiAnimeMom, so they are the asshole.
Oh, yeah, this person sucks, actually.
Yeah, it's crazy how it just the entire script gets flipped.
Are they a mom that's anti-anime, or are they anti-anime moms?
Oh.
Like, maybe they just hate Bulma and, like, Chi-Chi.
We don't want... She doesn't appreciate strong women.
Yeah.
In anime.
We don't appreciate her then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of the next story.
Get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here into the next story. That's exactly what I was going to say.
All right, wait. Can we go back though? Like, are you surprised that I was supportive of this?
No. 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 That's very on brand for you.
Okay.
It's a lot more on brand for you. It would not be on brand for me to be like, you absolutely quit your job right now.
But I am.
What?
That's I can't wait to quit my job.
Hey, coworkers, if you hear Erica say that, that was a joke. That was a joke.
You'll find out in July if it's a joke.
Well, how much sick time do you have after July?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, maternity leave. You got sick time.
You'll find out by like October.
Do you think I get maternity leave? I have to use all of my PTO first.
Yeah.
And then I can apply for a temporary disability at a quarter of my pay.
Okay.
And then if I still need time off, I can take FMLA at zero pay.
Well, you make $1 million a year, right? So, like, a quarter pay is still a pretty good paycheck for us.
Yeah. You guys will have to make do with that 250 G's.
We'll probably have to get generic groceries, but...
Yeah.
We already buy generic groceries.
Yeah. We ready to go on to this next story?
Yes, sorry, go on.
This one comes hot off the presses from 2 years ago in r/ relationship advice. My 22 female fiance, 25 male, wants his father to check my hymen tomorrow before we get married.
I hope he's an OBGYN. Still a ridiculous request, but would be even more ridiculous if this is just like a firefighter.
Okay, I've got things to say. Do you want them now or do you want me to wait?
Let's get a little bit of the story out and then we'll hear. Okay. You're gonna be mad.
Dude, this is the 420 episode and you're talking about being hymen. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Boo.
Oh, I can hit that for you. Sorry.
Boo. Nice.
My fiance proposed to me 8 months ago. We decided on having a relatively small wedding, which is in 2 days. And everything was going great. He seemed absolutely perfect, and we are very much in love. I'm a virgin, and so is he. And he wanted to save it for marriage.
Loser.
Absolute fucking loser.
Joshua.
I'm sorry, that was about the title, not about...
He wanted to save it for marriage, and I wasn't fussed, so I agreed to saving it. I don't know what that means, fussed?
You upset? Upset about it?
He told me earlier that it's his family's tradition that the father checks the virginity of the bride the night before the wedding. I laughed this off as it seriously sounded like a massive joke to me. But nope, turns out he was dead serious about this. He wants me, the night before, to open my legs up in a small ceremony type thing so that his dad can check me while him, his brothers, and his uncles watch so they know that I'm still pure. I told him, fat chance I'm going to do that, and he was begging me to go through with it and telling me how important it is for him.
Is this going to be like the garter ceremony, but a little bit further up the leg?
Well, that's why they implemented the garter. Also, that was the first step in women's rights. They're like, you just check up to the thigh. That's good enough, right?
Is that it?
No.
Okay.
I thought it sounded like you were about to say something.
Oh, I've got lots to say.
Oh, she's going to be pissed.
I'm already pissed.
I told him, fat chance I'm going to do that, and he is begging me to go through with it and telling me how important it is for him. He said he knew it was slightly embarrassing for me, but his mom did it, and she will prove how much, and it will prove how much I love him, and that I have nothing to hide, as I'm still a virgin. I left, and he was crying. It was very dramatic, to be honest. I wanted to call off the whole wedding because of this.
I would.
And I never wanted to talk to him again. But at the same time, it's only one thing, and other than that, we genuinely are perfect for each other.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to spend my life with anyone else, and it's very important to me. It's very important to him and his family. What the frick frack do I do? I'm currently at my friend's house, and I might stay here for the night. Tomorrow would be our last day as an unmarried couple, and I'm straight up panicking now.
They say this is a family tradition?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go, Erica. Let loose.
First of all, virginity is a social construct. It's not a real fucking thing. It literally means nothing, does not matter.
Boom.
Second of all, a hymen is not an indication of virginity in all cases. Some women aren't born with a hymen. Some women have a very thick hymen that never breaks even with sex. So...
Don't some like regenerate too? Like they can tear and then like grow back and
potentially. Like, yeah. Yeah. That is not an indication of virginity, which again, social construct.
Mm-hmm.
Third of all, C, letter C in my list. I don't remember where I started.
You're on three.
Number three.
Great. Yeah.
How fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
How horrifying for you to expect. I'm getting real flustered.
A non-medical professional.
Yes.
Like someone.
And how the fuck is he going to know?
A whole gaggle of guys.
And that's the worst part. It's like with the dad, it's fucking gross. And that's like, but all the uncles, every male member of my family has to attend the ceremony. It's like, what?
Second cousin Jimmy's flying in from the other states.
Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, this is fucked. Especially like more so. I mean, it's all fucked, but like adding layers, it's like it's a family tradition. It's not even like a religious thing, which it would still be fucked. But it's like, it's just the thing that the fucking the gym bobs do.
So I want to know how are they checking that? Because for most women, you can't just see the hymen from opening your legs. Like,
do you think these men have an idea of what a vagina anatomy
is? Well,
that's
also what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck do they know what a hymen even looks like?
This just seems like a classic sitcom. Like, a guy gets, he's like the maintenance person at a car dealership, at a car workshop, and someone comes in like asking for their help, and instead of them being like, "I'm the maintenance person," they have to be like, "Oh yeah, that's the muffler right there," and like the dad's gonna look down like, "Yeah, all good, guys."
It's just so awkward and uncomfortable for everyone involved, especially the woman.
Yeah,
especially the submitter of the story. Like, what the fuck? And the fact that like her fiance isn't gonna stand up for her.
Yeah.
Is absolutely fucking insane.
More than on board.
I also want to know, like, how long of a window did she have to be told, like, hey, this is a thing we do?
It seems like 3 days before,
right?
Yeah, 3 days.
Right?
There's no way she would have agreed to any of this. You said this was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Is there an update?
Funny you said, Erica. We have an update. It's kind of a short one, though.
Please tell me she just called it off and didn't do this.
Unfortunately. First of all, thank you all so much for all the replies. I didn't think this would get so big. I've pretty much read all of them by now, and special shout goes to the person who says that this was fake solely on the fact that I write like a man.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm sorry, this is a tangent. Did you guys see that the husband that got uninvited from the wedding for peeing his pants was the husband the whole time?
Yeah, I did see that.
What?
The post where this person was saying, "Oh, my husband pisses himself intentionally." He
wrote it himself?
Yeah.
Huh. It was
to get humiliation.
It was the ultimate con.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what he's going for.
But now back to our story. I also want to say thanks for all the gold and silver. It's appreciated. Although, if you want to spend money, how about you give it to a charity or something better? I went and talked to my husband my fiance this morning. I told him that his father is not going to look at me, and he needs to respect that. He was adamant that it needed to happen and accused me about lying about my virginity. I was trying to stay calm and rational, but he was not having it and just became more and more angry. I told him if he really loved me, he would stand by me on this and tell his father no, to which he slapped me.
Oh!
What the fuck?
And then he said he doesn't need to prove anything. So I ended it right there. I left him. I'm currently back at my friend's house, being miserable and eating pizza, which is pretty fun. So, yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Yikes. I mean, at least they got out before the marriage and, like, something else blows up. Like,
yeah, if he's going to assault her over this, like...
Yeah, right?
Fucking Christ.
I was not expecting that.
To go from, like, him sobbing the day before to, like, straight aggression.
Yeah.
Ugh.
She's definitely dodged a bullet.
Definitely lucky she got out of there.
Yeah.
Unfortunate that it came to that, but...
Yeah, it's a little sad, but... Yeah. That's how it goes, guys. We just have bad relationships on the podcast sometimes.
No, yeah, great story. Great for listening and viewing and judging, but... Real sad for her.
What a piece of shit, man.
Yeah. He honestly, piece of shit.
And like, what? Yeah, the whole fan is just so odd.
What's worse, the fiance or the husband that's trying to become a professional wrestler? You tell me. I don't know. We'll leave it up to the audience to decide.
We all know the answer to this.
Christian.
Professional wrestler.
Oh.
This next story comes from r/confession.
We've done that one, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing women's underwear for 6 months to keep my wife oblivious to the fact that I cheated on her.
Oh, I was going to be ready to be all on board with this guy. Like, you know, if you want to wear women's underwear, they'll go for it. And then, you know, probably the worst way to end that sentence.
Yeah. This is just so bold. I've been having a long-term affair with a young woman who works for me.
I hate describing... You know when they describe them as young that they know it's wrong.
Yeah.
They know the age gap is incorrect.
She works for me, and this affair is still ongoing. I know Reddit likes to crucify cheaters, but my wife cut me off sexually years ago, with no regard for how it hurt me and rejected this has made me feel.
Then get a divorce.
And yes, I've tried everything to fix it.
Not divorcing.
But she refuses therapy. She sees nothing wrong with her having no libido and doesn't understand why my hand doesn't suffice. Hence, I get my physical intimacy needs met elsewhere, and I refuse to divorce because I want to see my children every day.
Why? You clearly don't respect people that are close to you.
Now, with that out of the way, 6 months ago, I had purchased a few pair of sexy underwear for my girlfriend. I had them.
Oh, girlfriend. Fun.
It's a long-term affair. What else are you going to call it? A mistress?
I don't know. Like, the girlfriend is just a crazy title to throw in there.
This seems like an insane way to transport this. I had them all, I thought, safely stuffed into my jacket pocket. However, one must have slipped loose when I left for work that morning.
What an insane way to do that.
Yeah, you can't put it in any kind of bag.
Why'd you bring them into the house? If you're going to buy them, keep them in your fucking trunk or something.
I had to take all the tags off. I had to... however, one must have slipped loose when I left for work that morning, because when I came home, I found my wife sitting on the couch with the most furious look on her face. One of the pairs of panties sitting on the coffee table. My wife sat there and just looked at me as I looked down at them, and then slowly she stalked off to our bedroom. I don't know why the idea came to me, but it hit me as soon as she left the room, and I knew I had to act immediately. And I knew that I had to be quick and silent about this. Thankfully, my girlfriend had been out sick at work, and I still had two other pairs of panties in my jacket pocket.
What? Why? Why?
It seems like an inefficient way to transport these.
It's also inappropriate work behavior to pass out underwear at work.
I was quick as...
His worst transgression.
Yeah, that's the worst thing, yeah. Not very professional of you, sir.
We're going to hear about an anti-work next. Quick as a flash and quiet as a ninja, I stepped out of my shoes and dropped my trousers. I whipped off my boxers and stuffed them under the couch. Your wife's going to find that. And then I squeezed
into my other jacket pocket where I keep my boxers.
I then squeezed my big ass into one of the pairs of panties, yanked my trousers back up, and stepped back into my shoes. It was honestly impressive, if I do say so.
I bet if I had one word to describe this person's actions, it would definitely be impressive.
I bet I got undressed and redressed within 5 seconds before I was heading up the stairs after my wife.
No, you didn't.
I found her sitting on the bed, still looking furious, and I said in my most soothing tone, "Honey, it's not what it looks like."
Classic line.
I dropped my pants and let my wife see her 6-foot-tall husband and a little pink pair of panties, as if I had been wearing them from the moment that I walked in the door. We had a long talk after this, and my wife was confused and hurt that I never confessed my supposed fetish to her. But it was minor compared to the fury of earlier. In the end, she was perfectly accepting of it and encouraged me to continue to do so if it made me happy. But to not hide it from her, but also not let her children know. So that's now why I have to wear panties to work every day. Fuck my life, I guess.
Why do you have to wear panties to work every day? Clearly your wife doesn't know what kind of underwear you wear.
Yeah.
Now that's just a choice. Now you're just choosing to wear panties every day, which is fine. That's not your worst transgression.
You have picked the worst men.
What? Really?
This guy fucking sucks.
What about the last guy?
Terrible, even worse.
What?
And all the men that were associated with that story are fucking awful.
What about the guy from the first story?
Still bad.
Not ideal.
Okay, so I am working up here. I guess I'm going down.
You're going down, yeah.
Pocket full of panties is just an insane premise to live your life.
That should be the title of our episode.
Pocket full of panties?
Yeah.
Do you think panties is
a bad
SEO
word?
Safe.
Yeah, I don't know if panties would suffice.
What about
I think
chonies?
It might get flagged. Chonies?
No.
I'll reread the entire story, but I'll say chonies every time.
What? I've never heard chonies. Isn't that like what Naruto has to get through to become a chunin?
Yeah.
The chonies exam?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, weird coincidence it is, but that's not what this is.
Okay. You know what? You gotta applaud the man for quick thinking.
No, we don't.
We have to.
Shit, sorry.
We have to applaud him.
No.
We're contractually obligated to applaud him.
No,
did you,
we are not.
5 seconds.
I don't give a fuck how long it took him.
Quick five as a flash. Seconds. Quiet as a ninja. It was like he was in his tuning exam.
Yeah, fuck everything about this person. Like, just fucking get a divorce.
You'll, like, still get to see your children. Like,
yeah. I mean, maybe not. And honestly, that's probably fine anyway. But, like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, I just... What I mean, I know we go into all these stories thinking they're made up. This one's definitely made up, right?
Yeah, definitely made up. But definitely to go, like...
Oh, who transports underwear in their pocket?
Yeah, no one just, like,
idiots,
does that.
Clearly. Like, he was asking to be caught.
The thing that I think bothered me about the girlfriend thing is, like, even if he's trying to lie to himself and be like, oh, it's just a physical thing, like, my wife doesn't have sex with me, when you put the girlfriend tag on it, that immediately implies that it's emotional too, right? Like,
yep. Yeah.
Like, you're just cheating on her. Like, you can't do any ass backwards, like, justification even. Like, it's not good or moral or anything. You're just being a piece of shit. You want to have your cake and eat it too. You want somebody to feed your kids and take care of them, but have them not, like, you owe nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
I also, when he's like, I've tried everything. Have you tried to therapy and talking to a therapist and finding, like, good conflict, like, resolution and solutions to this issue? Like, it doesn't have to be your wife has to go to therapy or, like, specifically couples therapy.
Yeah.
You could also just go to therapy yourself. It kind of sounds like you needed it.
Could just get a divorce and be with somebody who matches whatever clearly you hold the most high in your relationship, which is coming.
Or you could have just communicated with your wife ahead of time, like, proposed an open marriage so that it was acceptable between both parties.
Yeah, that sounds like a smart thing to do, but this dude doesn't sound like a smart guy.
Or they could have gone on a break.
Bye.
What a smooth transition, Josh.
Hey, folks. Garbage the Cat, back to talk about Pretty Litter again. And guess what? When I'm healthy, I'm happy. Which is enough to say, I'm not happy a lot. Until my owner started buying me Pretty Litter. Because when Garbage the Cat goes in that, you can see exactly how much stuff I got in my pee.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odors instantly, so no more cat bathroom smell.
More like Garbage the Cat bathroom smell.
And that's bad.
I love when garbage uses Pretty Litter because it lets me be able to see whether he's having issues with the color-changing technology. This can include his urinary tract infections or even kidney issues that he sometimes has.
All the time.
The super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, those crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can.
And you know why it's nice to be able to detect how healthy I'm not? It allows me to stick around longer when you can take me to the vet in case there's something wrong.
And we want garbage around for as long as we possibly can.
That's right. I turn 2 tomorrow.
Pretty Litter ships free to my door in a small, lightweight bag. I never run out of it, and I don't have a huge container of litter taking up space and stinking up my place.
Pretty Litter helps me to keep track of Garbage the Cat's health, and it can help keep track of your cat's health. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com and use code JUDGIES for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com with the code JUDGIES for 20% off. prettylitter.com, code JUDGIES, JUDGIES.
Thanks, Pretty Litter!
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this side of the episode.
Hopefully, Christian picked better men for this side of the episode.
I don't know about that. Unfortunately, I don't know about that. But you know what I do know about?
What's that, Christian?
Circle Jerge.
That is time for our weekly Circle Jerge.
Of course, the Circle Jerge. If you're first time here, welcome. We just do some random shit.
Yeah.
What do we got, Christian?
It's supposed to be judging around this circle. Get it? But sometimes we just, you know, we just do whatever the fuck we want because it's our podcast. If you don't like it, don't listen.
I like the energy.
I'm sorry, that was aggressive.
this, don't apologize.
This week's Circle Jerg, we're going to do a little bit of Boba and Kiki experiments.
Okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
I didn't shoot this down.
Josh shot this down. For any of you that don't know what the Boba...
Which is still me, even though you explained it to me last week.
Do you... You guys don't even listen. Eric, I explained it to you, too, after Josh shot me down. I came home crying to you, and I was like, tell me this is a good idea and that Josh is just a dumb, stupid idiot. And I tell me, talk me off the ledge of quitting the podcast right this moment.
It's about tapioca ball tea and the sign language gorilla that died, Boba and Kiki.
That's surprisingly close. So the Boba-Kiki effect is a non-arbitrary mapping between speech sounds and visual shapes of objects.
Oh, now I remember.
This was first documented in 1929. The effect has been observed multiple times and people speaking different languages.
So it's kind of like an ink blot or a Rorschach test, but for the mouth.
Kinda. And so editor will post a picture of the original Boba-Kiki icons. I will pass the photo around to you guys. And just give a little explanation to the audience. I guess I can while you guys look.
I want to do it.
Okay.
So there's two images.
Which one do you think is Boba and which one do you think is Kiki?
I think the rounded edges is Boba.
Okay.
And the sharp pointy edges is Kiki.
Okay.
But so the first one is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-sided star, misshapen. It kind of looks like a cartoon effect where something goes bang and it's like the stars coming out. And then the second one with the rounded edges kind of looks like a Nickelodeon splat symbol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need to see it?
No, I remember them.
You remember them?
Yep.
Yeah, I was actually going to describe it as, pretty close. I would say the comic book, like onomatopoeias, one is definitely like a whack and then one's like a thump. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
No. This is definitely a whack, but that's not a thump. That's a splat.
Okay,
a splat. Splat's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I know it's supposed to be about, certain things look like they would sound like Boba or Kiki. But I found a...
Wait, which one? Was I right?
Yeah. You're
going to
know.
Yeah.
And when you, listener, when you look at this, just know, you already know which one's going to look like which. And when I read these lists off to you, we should all just know in our hearts which one's which.
Does Kiki love me? Is that the Drake song?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is that what he's referencing when he says, Kiki, do you love me?
Yes. And then later, in the second verse, he actually talks about Boba.
Boba, do you fuck me?
So I just got a list of things here, and you just got to tell me.
I don't think I saw that in that episode of Star Wars.
Nice. And the movie, The Adventures of Kiki, that also is a thing, correct?
You mean Kiki's Delivery Service?
Fuck, dude, it was the other one.
You're anti-anime mom on Reddit, aren't you?
Yes, you caught me. You caught me.
Okay, Bobo. So I got a list here, and you guys just tell me which one's Boba, and tell me which one's Kiki. Superman and Batman.
Oh, that's easy. We're going to say Kiki on 3, 1, 2, 3, Batman. And Boba, 1, 2, 3, Superman, obviously.
What do you mean? How did you even have to think about this?
I don't understand the question.
Which one gives you Kiki vibes?
I'm going to give you two words, and you tell me which one's Kiki and which one's Boba.
Based off vibes.
I don't know what you're not getting here.
Am I dumb? I don't get it.
Maybe with this next one.
Do you understand why we say Batman is Kiki and Superman is Boba?
No.
Oh.
Maybe the next one you'll get.
What do you envision when you see Superman? Like, what's something that pops to your mind?
Steel?
Oh, my God.
He's the Man of Steel? What do you mean?
This is a mulligan. Erica will get the next one right. Don't worry, guys.
Okay, Erica, you just tell us Boba or Kiki for this one.
Hot water, cold water. Which one's Boba? Which one's Kiki?
Hot water is Kiki.
Okay. Cold water is Boba?
Yeah.
I would also agree with that.
You're fucking wrong. You guys are idiots. Hot water is Boba. Cold water is Kiki.
How? Says who?
It's literally opinion.
Okay, editor, be quiet. That was the sound of hot water versus cold water. And we're all going to know the difference. I'm not going to put a label on it. We're all going to know the difference between hot water and cold water.
You are actually correct.
Yes, you can hear the difference between...
Cold water sounds crispy, yeah.
No.
Which makes it kiki. Yes, it does.
Cold water sounds crispy. Hot water sounds cooler.
Gluggy.
But I'm more thinking of like touching them.
Yeah.
And the way they look. Boiling water is much more kiki to me.
Okay. All right. We're off to a bad start.
I hate this.
We're off to a
bad
start.
So much better.
Kiwi, banana. Kiwi. Banana.
Okay. On three, which one's kiki? One, two, three.
Kiwi.
Banana? You say banana?
Yeah, it's got edges to it.
Kiwis have hair. Hair is kiki.
I do agree with you. Hair is pretty kiki.
Kiwi.
Yeah.
Can make your mouth tingly and stingy.
That's true.
That's just that calling having an allergic reaction.
Allergic Am reactions allergic? And breathing. Which one's kiki? Which one's boba?
Am I allergic to kiwis?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what happens if you're slightly allergic.
My tongue gets itchy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
my throat swells up and I have trouble breathing for 3 hours?
No, no. It's just, it gets a little like itchy and slimy.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was like the kiwi's just a little too acidic.
That's why you didn't laugh before, because you always thought the song was kiki.
Hey, that's your only one for this half.
Now I got another one.
Okay. That one is a little controversial. Get down in the comments. Let us know which one.
Erica, kiki, boba, soft carrot, hard carrot.
Ooh, that's going to be difficult because like, this gives off boba vibes.
Okay.
Because it's soft, but it's heavier.
That's true.
I'm still going to go with this crochet carrot as boba.
Yeah, I agree.
TikTok or Vine? Which one's boba? Which one's kiki?
Oh, okay. Let's say boba on three. One, two, three.
Vine.
TikTok? Wow. TikTok is boba to me.
No,
see, Vine gives a little bit of nostalgia, like a little softness to it.
But Vine is so much more jarring as a viewing experience.
See, I only watch it as Vine compilations. I just go, oh, these are all funny. These
but
are all
6 seconds,
Vine
boom, boom, boom. TikToks, you're watching two minute 47 clips of the judges on there.
They're lulling you in a little bit. Yeah. I get it.
Smoother around the edges.
Yeah, that's a great point. But if we were going off of vibes only, the first reaction... Vine is boba.
Yeah.
What I feel like this needs to be on that subreddit new sentence.
Yeah. A brand new sentence.
Brand new sentence. Vine is boba.
Yeah.
I feel like that has never been said before ever.
Hey, we've said it a couple times now. Link or Zelda? Which one's kiki? Which one's boba?
Oh boy.
I don't know the difference between the two.
You can abstain from this one, Erica, since you don't play the video games.
One, two.
Wait, which one are we saying?
Kiki.
We're saying Kiki? Okay.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Link.
Zelda.
Specifically when she's Sheik.
Yeah, I think the Sheik and Zelda.
Okay.
Hey, Zelda players get
it. I think they're both Kiki. I think Link is pretty Kiki.
He does teeter. He's more of a Kiki... boba. Yeah. Like he's got a, if you zoomed in a little bit, you'd be like, oh, those edges are fractal, those aren't just all round, there's a little bit of fractalness going on there. So if you zoom out far enough, it's like, oh, maybe it is round.
Yeah,
but you'll get in, it's like, oh, this is a dodecahedron, it's just got 100 fucking sides to it or something. McDonald's Coke versus McDonald's Sprite.
Oh, that's easy. Kiki on three.
One, two, three.
Sprite.
Yeah. But that's a good kiki. I feel like that's the first kiki we've said that has positive vibes.
That's
to
an
it.
Enjoyable kiki. Yeah. Okay.
Am I allergic to McDonald's Sprite?
Is it spicy in your mouth? It's a little too tingly.
Wait, are you guys making fun of me?
No. We're laughing with you.
I was laughing. You're right.
This one's gonna be highly debated if I had to take a guess.
You don't.
Multiples of three or multiples of 11.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
This one I think is hard.
Let's go kiki on three. One, two, three. Multiples of three.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I just really enjoy 11, 11, 1, 2, 1.
Okay.
And then like 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 is 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. Like, so that is rounded to me because it's pyramidal.
Okay.
Which makes no sense.
No. Hey, as a dude that finds patterns and numbers, I get it. Yeah. I get where you're coming from.
Multiples of threes just have too much variation with, like, you know, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. Like, it's too many numbers. Next one.
This is the last
you
one.
You know damn well that if I would have said 3, 6, 9, you would have said, damn, you're fine.
Yeah.
And it would have been a fine joke.
I don't like compliments about myself. So when
I didn't
you said,
compliment you.
You called me fine.
If it was a song, it was not directed towards you.
Editor, go on to the next one.
Final question of the night. Josh's streams over on twitch.tv/judgiespod or Christian's streams over on twitch.tv/judgiespod.
Boba on three. One, two, three.
Josh's streams.
Your streams are so
jarring.
No, your streams are so much more chill than mine.
Then why? Yeah, he has Boba vibes.
Yeah, he said mine is Boba.
You said yours is Boba.
I said Christian is Boba.
Oh, I thought you said Josh,
I
too.
Thought you said Josh.
Did you say Josh?
Yeah, I said Josh.
Yeah, I said Christian.
I also said Christian.
Oh, I think Josh's is more Boba. I feel like mine is kind of a hellish nightscape of, like, looking at Goblin Mode adjacent things before I knew Goblin Mode was a thing.
And what's more Boba than goblins?
Goblins are kiki for sure.
Erica's hottest take yet.
Editor, put it in a record scratch. Cut the applause off. Don't let that go.
That was a lot more fun than I was expecting it to be. Now, out of the three of us, which one of us is most Boba? Which one of us is the most kiki?
Kiki, okay. On three.
Oh, boy. One, two, three. Christian. Erica. No, I think you're the most Boba.
Is that because I'm round?
No, it's because you're nice.
You are nice.
I am not nice.
Yes, you are.
Joshua, I'm the meanest one of the three of us.
You just said that I'm fine earlier.
I didn't.
No, I meant like...
No, you're busted, Josh. You're ugly as shit.
I meant you're fine as in it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay at best.
What? I feel like that was a waste of a carrot.
Hey, guys, let's get over to that listener-submitted sound.
Listen, anytime I throw a carrot at you, it's not wasted.
Okay, Boba or Kiki, Rick and Churd.
Oh.
Kiki on three. One, two, three.
Churd.
Rick is more Kiki.
Churd is for sure more Kiki.
I do think this has become a little bit of a bias here where we're kind of leaning towards Boba for good things. And I don't think Boba's always a good thing, you know? Like, when I talk about Josh's stream being Boba, I'm not meaning that it's a good thing. That's over on twitch.tv/judgiespod every Wednesday. Probably.
Are you ready?
Let's hear that.
They be judging. J-U-D-G-I-E-S. I said, yeah, they be judging. J-U-D-G-I-E-S.
It's beautiful.
You lost a beat on your own song, unless you made like a 5-4 type shit.
Yeah, it's a little thing called jazz, Josh.
Okay, I enjoyed it. That, of course, was a listener-submitted sound. If you want to send in your own sound, please do that over at judgiespod@gmail.com. Put listener-submitted sound in the title. That'd be cool of you.
And I know we thought it was the 420 episode. Maybe we would get away from all shit-your-pants stories, but hey, we didn't. Here we are.
Another shitty man.
Submitting my story of the time I shit my pants.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Okay.
Great and great perception.
It's very Boba of me.
Is it?
So Boba of you.
I feel like that was kiki of you to presume.
I do think like perceiving, like high perception is very kiki.
Empaths are kiki to me.
Yeah. New listener here, but I've been binging all the episodes for some time now.
New listeners, Boba or kiki?
New listeners?
Yeah.
Probably Boba. They haven't had like their edges ground into them yet.
Their ear hymens are intact. You're out of carrot.
Can you give the carrot?
I was waiting.
I'm a bit behind on episode 63, but I wanted to submit a story of the time I shit my pants at work. And hopefully I can hear this on a future episode, which you will. I was 27 at the time this happened. I was working in pest control at the time, and I was working about an hour and 45 minutes away from my house.
Wow. My brain was thinking of the carpet cleaner.
Oh.
I was like, didn't we already do this? No, it was carpet cleaner. Sorry.
No, different person shitting themselves on at their job.
This was the last job of the day, and I just needed to do some quick stuff around this customer's house. Their home was somewhat in the middle of a small patch of trees where there was no neighbors nearby and no one was home. So it was a nice, easy job. I finished doing what I needed to, and I jumped in my work truck to finish my paperwork. And I started to feel a slight pressure in my stomach. So I continued to do my paperwork, trying to ignore it. But very, very quickly, the pressure turned into a pain. It was at that time that I knew I was in trouble. As a tiny fart slipped from my anus, and I started to panic.
I slipped from my anus is a bad string of three words.
I started to panic. I jumped out of my truck, and the dam was starting to break. I did the only thing I could think of, and I grabbed the box of rubber gloves from behind the driver's seat.
You gonna try to shit into a glove?
I will spare some of the details, but needless to say, I filled approximately 7 of these rubber gloves.
Ha! I need the details.
Why? Why would you choose to fill? Like, why would you just poop on the ground, use the rubber glove to pick it up?
You gave us details of like, oh, there was no one around and there was trees just a couple feet away. It was basically a forest a few feet away.
How do you?
How do you shit in a rubber glove? Do you just hold it up to your butthole?
Now, hang on. Are we all thinking nitriles?
Yeah, like blue nitrile rubber.
Maybe
gloves.
They were like, you know, like the yellow
dishwashing gloves
where they're already kind of open.
Okay.
Maybe that might make it a little bit easier because I can only imagine trying to like stretch open a nitrile to shit into it. And then stopping 6 times to grab a new glove.
But I also feel like the dishwashing gloves don't come in packs of like 10.
That's true. That's true.
As I was filling up these gloves with the liquid hell coming out of me, I tied them off as best as I could. Obviously, me in the middle of nowhere, I had no toilet paper.
I'm just imagining him tying him up like a fucking like water balloon and throwing them at people. Oh my God.
Yuck.
Sorry. Go on.
I had no toilet paper, so I proceeded to wipe my ass with more rubber gloves.
That makes sense.
That part does make sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did this for probably 5 minutes.
Insane amount of time.
Like, that's too quick or too long?
Wiping for 5 minutes is insane.
I think the whole ordeal is 5
minutes. That's what I was thinking, the whole ordeal.
Okay.
I was in full panic mode, and I threw away all the used gloves and water ballooned gloves. He has that in there, water ballooned
gloves.
And
by threw them away, he means he pretended like they were a grenade and went, and then threw them at the house he just did.
I threw into the customer's trash can and peeled out of there.
Oh, boy.
I thought I was in the clear and then proceeded to drive home. And I was maybe 10 minutes away and just 10 minutes away from my home. Just got on the freeway and I hit a bump. The seatbelt tightened around my guts and I proceeded to squeeze another cup of liquid shit into my pants.
How?
And into my truck seat. I then had to drive another hour and a half home.
Wait, he said
he was 10 minutes away from his job, I think.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Like he was only 10 minutes out on the road.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I had to drive another hour with shit in my pants. Where my loving wife was waiting for me in the garage with a garbage bag and a new set of clothes. Bless her heart, but still to this day, she hasn't let me live it down.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
So that's my story. I hope it made you guys laugh, and I listen to you every day while working in the same pest control job.
Maybe
the same truck?
In a pest control job, but different company.
Oh, okay.
Maybe keep toilet paper in your truck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hope this teaches you a lesson.
Yeah.
Also, why'd you poop in the gloves? We have to know.
I gotta know.
Just poop on the ground.
Yes.
And then use the gloves to pick it up later.
I would go off the side of the road and shit into a ditch or something. And then just be like, I don't know what the... There was something weird died over there. I don't know. It was liquid. I don't know. Why are you trying to catch it?
It's so odd to me. Too.
Also, you're outside just fucking like shit on the ground and blame it on any wild animal. If you're close to a wooded area, nobody's going to come looking for you.
They would never fall for that.
Shitting into gloves. How do you do that without hitting your hands?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like that seems like you've
practiced. Wore gloves.
Oh, hang on.
Okay. All right.
That makes sense.
I also just want to know, like, I get that. In the moment, you're panicking,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times panic does not
let us think straight. Sure, so yeah. I give you that concession, but I'm still disappointed sometimes in your decisions.
Sometimes it's got you saying Kiki to Kiwi when it's really bananas, Kiki.
I give them like leeway for like maybe the first two gloves.
Yeah, okay.
But by the time you're in like the third, fourth, fifth, seventh glove, panic has to at some point subside for you to be like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Or even like, this isn't working. I'm going to run out of gloves soon. And just like change up your plan.
Seven gloves. I need to know.
It's like Ariana Grande's seven rings.
There you go.
Oh, he did have a link to that at the bottom of the email. So weird.
My wife is Ariana Grande. I'm Pete Davidson of myself. I was gaslighting? Moonlighting? SNL with a pest control job.
Yeah, I heard they don't pay well.
SNL?
I don't doubt that.
I don't actually. I was trying to make a shitty joke.
Oh, because they're moonlighting.
Are you guys ready for the final story of the night?
Yeah.
This one comes in lieu. I know everyone's been asking, hey, where's the update to the jars of diarrhea story?
We've gotten a lot of questions asking us to finish.
Everyone wants to know. It's deleted. It's gone.
Yeah, there's only like two sentences left anyway.
I don't remember. It's probably her saying I divorced them or something.
I shared it in the Discord. I found it on a different subreddit.
Oh, people, well, you're telling me all those people sent us that story and nobody took screenshots?
No. I looked through the email. Not a single person screenshot it.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't screenshot it either. But this story from r/trueoffmychest comes with the title, Inspired by Diarrhea Jar Wife.
Oh, cool. Do we need to get Erica a garbage bag?
Possibly.
Really?
I don't think it was that gross. I think the last one was grosser than this one. But I don't know what did it for you in the other one.
The very description. What do you mean? She fucking opened the jars. That's what got me.
Can I say,
I don't need to relive that trauma. Okay?
Diarrhea jars are boba, though, right? Can we agree?
Absolutely boba.
Yeah, they are boba. I'm upset about it, though.
Not all boba is good.
The wife is Kiki.
All right.
I was inspired by the brave wife of the diarrhea jar husband. Not condoning his violence. He's nasty. Wish we knew what that meant by that.
I think we know.
I think it was like a crime against humanity. That's okay. The violence there.
So some years ago, I, 28 female, was in an awful relationship that stressed me to the point of declining health. I would always have a terrible stomach ache. I didn't sleep well, couldn't eat, lost hair, and I lost all motivation. Thought it was just ulcers, but nope. Thought it was acid reflux. Nope. Change in my diet. Nothing helped. After a couple of unsuccessful doctor visits, I was finally advised to do a stool sample so they could run more tests. As instructed, a piece of early morning stool goes in a little tube. You freeze it until you bring it in for testing. Done. Easy. Now, this all occurred at my boyfriend's, 31 male, house. A day after storing my sample in his freezer, we break up. Finally. I take all my belongings and leave in an unforgivable rage.
Did you break up because of the poop vial or just coincidental timing?
I think it's timing.
Okay.
I left in a rage, forgetting my sample in the freezer. Months go by, and one day I recall leaving my shit there. He had five other roommates, and someone was bound to find it.
How did you not remember when you went to go to the doctor without a stool sample?
Yeah, right? You just take another poop. I got 100 nitrile gloves in the back seat. I can just poop in any of them any day. It's been 3 years now, and I'm sure they have it. I'm sure they found it by now. But this brings me so much shame and panic. I had to tell my brother this, and he told me to get it off my chest here. So hopefully this heals the regretful mistake.
I mean, at least that's not like, you're not going to accidentally use that or something.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to open it up to figure it out. Like, it's a medical test tube. Like, you can kind of deduce that it is a deduce.
Boo. I could be wrong, but you're not supposed to freeze stool samples.
Fuck.
Yeah, because wouldn't that... Oh, yeah.
Kill off the living.
Unless they weren't worried about something being like bacterial or viral, I guess. But
what else would they be testing it for?
Yeah, I don't know.
Consistency.
They just wanted to taste.
It's going to be frozen. The consistency is going to be the taste.
They just wanted to see.
They wanted to see where it was at on the Bristol stool scale.
They wanted a poop
sickle. That's what I'm saying, though, is that if it's frozen, it's going to change your results.
Nah, you won't. It's like.
You bring it back to room temp and it reconstitutes.
Have you ever had.
Put it in the microwave with a bowl of water next to it.
Have you ever had a freezer go out to where the ice cream melts? You get the freezer going again, you refreeze the ice cream, and it just never kind of freezes right again.
Joshua.
Oh, I want to say something, but I shan't. That's short for shit pant. I really need to get out of here, guys.
Guys, let's go home.
I'm home. You guys got to get out. You need to leave.
Eric, where can they find us on social media?
Oh, man. Do you even want to at this point? You can follow us on all social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Is there one more? Patreon?
Twitch.
YouTube? Did I already say that? What's the other one?
Twitch.
Twitch. Can somebody make me a cue card?
You sure can.
I just need like a cue card that reads all this. Anyway, it's at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
And hey, we're running awfully low on listener submitted sounds, so send those into our email. It's judgiespod@gmail.com, JUDGIESpod@gmail.com, GMAIL.com.
Did you say
G? Editor, scratch that. But yeah, send us in a listener submitted sound. Make sure in the, what's it called? Subject line that says listener sound. Please. Thank you.
If you would like to send us any mail, a postcard from wherever you're from, a cute little letter or whatever you want, you can send it to P.O. Box 58, Ottawa, Illinois, 61350.
And that's it for this one, guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude. Editor, fix this in post.
Hey, judges love you.
Absolutely, fix this in post.
Both of you got it. I'm so proud.